The Cuban Classical Ballet of Miami operates out of an old white mansion in Little Havana. Just like any company, the dancers there start their day with ballet class. But what makes this company different is that it's a sort of holding station for dancers who defect from Cuba. It's a place where they can stay in shape and get help finding permanent jobs. Today's class includes six dancers, all in their early 20s, whose journey started in April over 2,000 miles away. They had just finished the last leg of a tour in Mexico. Luis Victor Santana Gonzalez and his girlfriend Anya Ruiz Diaz were among them. Santana Gonzalez remembers spending 16 hours on a bus, constantly worrying about getting caught and trying to hide their distinctive Cuban accents.
We had to ride the buses in silence, without talking too much so we didn't call attention to ourselves.
Unlike other immigrant groups, Cubans are automatically allowed to stay in the United States if they can make it in.
We'd heard rumors that there were people in Mexico along the border who wanted to steal Cubans' papers.
Touring internationally is a double-edged sword for the National Ballet of Cuba. They lose dancers almost every time they perform abroad. On the one hand, touring allows the world to see Cuba's renowned ballet company. On the other, it allows the company's dancers to see the world. And for some of those dancers, a brief look isn't enough. Anya Ruiz Diaz says she got tired of dancing the same versions of the same classical ballets over and over again. Swan Lake, Sleeping Beauty.
I always wanted to try different styles of ballet, neoclassical, contemporary, anything else, not just classical. I love classical, but it's not all that I need or want.
But getting to the U.S. is only half the battle. Ruiz Diaz and Santana Gonzalez still have to find jobs within an unfamiliar system. Santana Gonzalez says it wasn't until after they arrived in Miami that they learned April was not a good time to start looking.
Unfortunately, we got here at a time when practically all of the companies had already finished their auditions.
Most companies hold auditions between January and March, so Santana Gonzalez and Ruiz Diaz may have to wait almost a year before they get a shot at getting into a company. Plus, unlike in the U.S., in Cuba, once you're selected to join the National Ballet's school, it's basically a straight path to a career in the company. Here, it's a lot more complicated. But being from Cuba could work in their favor. The country is known for producing some of the world's best dancers.
Everywhere in the world, Cubans are wanted.
Heriberto Jimenez is the ballet master with the Miami-based Cuban Classical Ballet.
Because of their technique, because the passion that they dance with is that Latin blood. They love what they do, and that comes across.
And many major U.S. companies have Cubans dancing in their upper ranks. Santana Gonzalez and Ruiz Diaz hope Saturday's performance is their big break. They say they would like to stay in Miami. And earlier this month, one dancer who defected from Cuba 2 years ago was hired by Miami City Ballet. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.